It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Are there some signs that you are burning out? Do you feel just like you just can't do it anymore? Are you a workaholic, somebody who really feels like you need to be doing something all the time? Well, you might be putting yourself in a situation where you will suffer from burnout. My guest is Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. She's a clinical psychologist and physical therapist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lombardo. Let's talk about some signs that you might be getting burned out. What is it real, and how do you identify the signs?
Oh, it's so real. And we can see the signs in many different areas. So the first thing to understand is that usually a workaholic doesn't see themselves as a workaholic. They see themselves as not having the option that they have to work. So it's not something that they view that they're doing to themselves. They think it's something that their work is doing to them. So ironically, most of the people who are listening to this may not actually be the workaholics, but they have that significant other in their life who is the workaholic.
And so if you're identifying that, whether you're identifying it on yourself or in someone you love, you know, if you're sensing that somebody is feeling stagnated or not concentrating, a short temper, are those some kinds of red flags?
Absolutely. So being burned out and being a workaholic, we can see it in our physical health, our social relationships, our work itself, and our psychological health. So starting with our physical health, people who are burned out or who are working too much tend to not be able to sleep. They're not eating well. They aren't exercising. They aren't taking care of themselves. And a lot of times there will be chronic pain symptoms, migraines, headaches, back pain. These can be symptoms of really burning out or being a workaholic.
So once you've identified some of these symptoms, you know, because sometimes a workaholic or even somebody on their burning out way is not going to, just like any other holic, isn't going to want to really, you know, admit it. I'm not, you know. What do you do? Do you get help? Is it something you can do behavioral therapy for? What?
It's definitely amenable. It's definitely treatable. What you have, the key is to look at the reason that they are a workaholic. So for some people, it's the high that they get. For most people, it's very fear-based. It's the fear that they will fail, and so they're going to keep putting more time, energy, and effort into work. Maybe they take care of their family financially, and so they have this image in their head of, if I don't work like this, then I'm going to get fired, then we're going to lose our house, and my kids will be homeless. They kind of go through this. So really looking at the underlying motivation and then questioning, is that actually accurate thinking or not?
So how do you undo the effects of a burnout?
Well, you need to take some time to stop working so hard. And what we need to remember, too, is that when you do that, you actually will become more productive, more creative, and more effective. When we're workaholic, when we're working all the time, when we're burning out, one of the symptoms is that our work is not as effective. It takes us a lot longer to do the same thing. Our mind isn't functioning as well as we want it to. We can't think as sharply. So taking steps to change that will actually make you a better worker. What kinds of steps? Anything from meditation, exercise, making sure you're getting the right nutrition, the right sleep, taking fun time for yourself, having a hobby, something that you really enjoy, spending time with loved ones and being very mindful when you are with them, not thinking about what you should be doing at work, but allowing your mind to take a break from that work.
That's a very interesting point, because even people that are not workaholics, that are multitaskers, busy, maybe you're a working mom, you know, you've got a couple jobs, you're running the house, you've got all these things. It's hard to turn your mind off of all the list that you need to do and be present in the moment. It's why so many people have insomnia, too.
Exactly. And even if it's just your mind elsewhere, that can cause burnout, because your mind is still working. It's still functioning. It's still trying to do three things at once. And no one can do three things at once for a long time. And they can't do it effectively. So one of the greatest things to do is to simply be present. Be very mindful. When you are having a conversation with someone, instead of going to your to-do list, be very present on what they are saying. When you're with your children or your loved ones, or even if you're exercising, or even if you're watching a movie, being present and allows you, your mind, to take a break from the other stuff so that when you come back to it, you're much more effective.
What do you think about list making? I'm a list maker and I feel like it gets it off my head, but sometimes I just keep thinking about things I need to add to the list or thinking about the list. Or are lists productive or non-productive?
They can be productive if we have a couple things. One, that we reward when we finish something. So instead of, I finished one thing, but I have 20 more, and that causes stress. If you can really, you know, check it off and pat yourself on the back and feel good about it, that's important. Taking it off your mind is important, because a lot of times what happens is we think, oh, I got to remember to do that. I got to remember to do that. And it's almost like you're juggling three balls, and then you throw another ball in the mix because you have to remember to do that. So that can cause some stress in and of itself. But the last thing we want to do is shoot ourselves on the list. Right, I should do this. Oh, I should have done that, and beat ourselves up. The list is there to help you do what you want to do. What I recommend is that you prioritize three, at the most five things that you're going to do in one day. And that is your to-do list for today. You may have a long-term to-do list, but that is your to-do list for today. Make sure it is manageable, because then you're going to feel like you have some sense of control. When our list is so long and we can't cross it, things off, and it just keeps getting longer and longer and longer, it causes us to feel very helpless and hopeless.
I do like that idea of keeping the lists short for at least the weekend. This is what I want to get done this weekend or today, because then it does feel quite good to cross them off and having reached the goals that you're trying to set. What about being sort of patient with yourself, kind of, you know, relaxing into it and realizing you don't have to be super person?
Totally. And again, this goes back to people define themselves by what they do, whether it's their job or accomplishments or tasks. You are more than what you do. And if you can find a sense of peace in being who you are, if you can find a sense of fulfillment in actually spending time with your family or friends as opposed to just being productive, that's going to change your entire mindset, and it's going to help you feel so much better.
So give us your best advice for bouncing back to a balanced, happy, healthy life. If you are somebody that's suffering from burnout, you're a workaholic, and you're just feeling like throwing up your arms and chucking everything, how do you kind of keep that motivation going?
Right, so that all-or-nothing thinking doesn't work. Throwing yourself 24/7 into work doesn't work, nor does just saying, forget it, I can't do any of it. What I recommend is people really figure out, what do they want? You know, think about what, if you fast-forward 80 years from now and someone's reading your obituary, what are they seeing in that? A great mother or a great father or a great husband or really gave back to the community or was so artistic. You know, no one wants to die and have people think, you know what, she worked a lot of hours. That's not what we want. So think about, what do you want your legacy to be? Who are you really? And then start to focus on that.
Well, and they say that on the, you know, headstone, it never says, oh, didn't go to work enough. You know, so it really is.
But again, that's how people identify their sense of importance. We, as human beings, we all need to have a sense of significance. And so finding a new sense of significance, a new connection, in addition to work, will help you not put all of your eggs and your energy into that one basket of, I have to work, I should be working. What if, you know, what if a client calls and I'm not there? That craziness that goes on in our heads, it gives us another outlet.
So we have to have that other outlet, and to get rid of some of that workaholic burnout feeling, exercise, you know, go easy on yourself, keep your lists small. And Dr. Lombardo, tell people your book is A Happy You, Your Ultimate Prescription for Happiness. Where can they find that?
They can go to ahappyyou.com, so ahappyyou.com, all kinds of free resources there, videos on how to have less stress, more happiness, and no burnout.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. That's great advice. We need to have less stress. It causes cortisol levels to rise, contributes to obesity and lack of sleep and heart disease. So it's really the way that we can all get ourselves healthy and not be burned out. Learning to love what you do, but not overdo it. That's what it's really all about. You're listening to Radio MD, the show Staying Well. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.